Andrew Marshall has been neat talking with us about the kapa before Ngāti Maru out of Taranaki and the fact that they're on the road to their treaty settlement. Well, they are the last of the Taranaki iwi to have their claim settled. One step closer to achieving that too, the settlement bill for Ngāti Maru Taranaki passed its first reading at Parliament yesterday. Andrew, thanks for joining us on the show again. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Good to talk with you. Just your emotions, who you were thinking of in Parliament yesterday.
Yeah, it was an emotional day. It was a great day to actually have an opportunity for us to all reconnect again. When we had the signing of our deed of settlement in February this year, you'll recall that we were in a COVID situation, so we had to basically scale it right down, so the trustees were the only people involved in that. And so we didn't really have a ceremony, and we couldn't come together for that. So yesterday was a big event for us, where we could all come together again and celebrate it. But the people uppermost in our minds were those that had we're the third a lot of negotiators to try and get a settlement across the line. So uppermost in our minds were those previous people who had attempted to settle with the Crown but never got there for one reason or another. And so, they're all gone now. So, you know, they were uppermost in our mind. And our tūpuna, of course, because that's what it was all about at the end of the day. It was their loss as much as ours.
Yeah, I know. But we're moving ahead, and it'll give you an opportunity to consolidate. Interestingly, I just spoke with Debbie, who was there yesterday, well aware of the story of Taranaki and of Ngāti Maru. But she said in the context of this kōrero about koha anaru, you know, surely people must have recognised the significant koha that Ngāti Maru were making to wider Aotearoa by accepting a settlement that goes nowhere near what was taken from you. So if anyone wants to talk about koha, she says, you should look at the willingness of Ngāti Maru to settle yesterday. What do you read into her thinking?
You know, it goes back to when we look at our estate, 220,000 hectares. In that estate, it was full of forests, Dale, you know, within Aotearoa, big forests, and they were all felled to build the towns and cities in this country. You know, the coal mines there were mined to drive industry and manufacturing in this country. We've got oil and gas wells. We've got hydroelectric plants that have been established there. All that went into the national grid, into building this country up. And, you know, we were an unwilling partner in that, I guess, because, you know, we didn't really have much say in it. But that's what's been taken out of the out of the Ngāti Maru rohe over the last century. But we like to see it as a koha, you know, to the building of this nation and this country. And so with that kaupapa in mind, we're just keeping moving forward. And, you know, settlement for us is about, it's not about righting all of those wrongs, because they can never be done. But it's about us moving forward into the future and, you know, paving a pathway for our rangatahi.
You have a good handle on this stuff too, Andrew. Whereabouts do you live, mate, and what do you do for mahi?
I live here in just out of Waitara, just on the borders of our Ngāti Maru Rohe. I'm currently working for the iwi as the general manager, so we're setting up our operations and our programs. We've got several programs we're running now around workforce development in the Tai Ao, creating some employment opportunities and some educational opportunities for not just our rangatahi, but everyone here in Taranaki.
Ka pai. Are you sort of have you got a legal background or anything like that, or are you just one of the kazis who took an interest in the settlement regime and sort of got dragged into it? Andrew, what's your story of involvement, bro?
Yeah, no, I've got no, I don't have a background, a legal background, but you know, I've worked in government, outside government. I've worked in NGOs, and I was working for a social enterprise for about 10 years prior to coming back into this space. So yeah, it's, you know, but yeah, I'm just one of those people who was, you know, given a job and told to get on with it.
As Shane Jones would eloquently put it, knows how to navigate the shoals of bureaucracy. He was talking about aquaculture there. What future? Is there any offshore stuff? Because, or is the West Coast too wild to even think about some sort of aquaculture cope-up going forward? You've got a little bit of opportunity here. Where do you sense some commercial potential is once the settlement's done and dusted and the putte's in the bank?
Yeah, well, we're taking a pretty conservative approach, a cautious approach, of course, about how we're going to utilise those funds. But as far as offshore, we're not really engaged in that space, Dale. Ngāti Maru is, well, we're the only completely landlocked iwi here in Taranaki, so we're all about the Tua Whenua. But we've got aspirations, yes, about using that whenua and utilising it, establishing some commercial operations, but also some educational ones as well, based on the Te Ao and the Tua Whenua.
Ka pai, mate. I don't want to jump the gun either. So that's the first reading. We've got a little ways to go until it's all signed off, but we're well and truly on the way. Thanks again, Aladu. Congratulations for where you've got to. What's the next stage of this kaupapa and when?
Well, we've got the Cabinet Committee hearings are the next process, where the Māori Affairs Committee meet, and we'll hear submissions on our bill. Hopefully, we can bring them back home, and they can hold the hearings back here in Tarata at our marae. And then after that, second reading, and then hopefully either the end of this year or early next year, we'll finalise it with a third reading and settlement.
Very nice catching up with you again. Thanks a lot, Anadu. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us.
Ka pai, Dale. Thank you very much.
Good, brother. All the best, mate.